University of Michigan course will argue that Trump is a fascist. By Tom Sikkata on June 6, 2019. A course that will be offered by the University of Michigan to consider whether or not President Donald Trump is the new face of fascism. Based on the tone of the class description and the political climate of campuses around the country, it is likely the class and its professor will argue that Trump is fascist. According to a report by Campus Reform, the University of Michigan will offer a course entitled The History of the American Right, which will explore various political topics through the recent past. A promotional flyer for the course suggests that President Trump might be the face of a new brand of fascism. We begin with the early 19th century defense of slavery and the political mobilization of nativism. Move on to the ideas of race behind immigration restriction and through the 20th century Red Scares. Continue by studying the revival of an anti-labor, anti-welfare state business ideology of laissez-faire absolutism since the 1980s, and arrive at the McGar alleys of our time. Only with a sense of history can we try to answer the question that has stirred great anxiety in some quarters. Are we seeing what one scholar has called a new face of fascism? University of Michigan professor Howard Brick, who will teach the course, says that it was inspired by his research into American radicalism. Over the last 30 years, it has become common in the everyday language of the press to refer to left and right as if they describe the Democrats and the Republicans on either side of the aisle in Congress, a practice that responds, perhaps, to the apparently dogmatic ideological differences that have arisen between the two. This course, however, adheres to the older discourse where left and right referred to radical or extremely conservative, reactionary, currents, respectively. Breitbart News reported this week that the University of Michigan will offer a class on media ethics course in the fall taught by former CNN correspondent Anthony Collings. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.